I can tell, I can see the pride on your face after the effort tonight here in St. Louis.
Yeah, it's there is a lot of pride, and there's a lot of pride in this program. Our guys work really hard. Our staff works really hard. And obviously, you know, most people don't see that, nor that is that why you do it, for them to see it. The start of the season hasn't gone how anyone wanted it to go, but it's not due to lack of hard work, and it's not due to our guys pouring everything they have into it. And so, you know, I'm really proud, not only of this program, but really proud of every single guy continuing to fight, continuing to stay with it, because I'm just telling you, there's a lot of teams that would have come into this game and kind of just saw how it was going to go, played okay, kind of played relatively hard, and just gone into Christmas break and just maybe tried to figure it out the next part of the season. And our guys battled back. I mean, honestly, I'll be honest, Jim, like the 15, like four turnovers, like every one of these stats is great. And, like, and I mean this with all sincerity, I really don't care at all about any of the stats.
That's my sheet.
I know. I'm sorry, Jim. But we just won, so, you know, bear with me. The stats are irrelevant. It's the hard work that these guys have put into it, and I'm really proud because they deserved everything they got today.
Number 10 was pretty special for you in the second half. And what he was able to do, I think, in an attack mode that he went on, not only to score, but also to help his teammates out and get assists.
Yeah, we talked about it in the locker room. You know, Corey obviously did not have a great game versus College of Charleston. He knows that. We know that, right? Like, he could have played a lot better. But, again, like, a lot of guys would have let that frustration carry into today. And we talked about it in the pregame. We had a great practice yesterday. Our team had a great practice yesterday. Our team was locked in on the scouting report. They were locked in when we had shoot around this morning. And it's just a testament not only to Corey, but the rest of his teammates, the fact that we stay with it, stayed the course. We said in the locker room, every single person had a hand in this game. You know, obviously Corey had a big-time stat line. But the fact that Cannon Richards could come in after not playing the last two games, I mean, we don't win that game if he doesn't play these 5 minutes and 49 seconds at the way that he played. And, again, you could go down the whole entire roster. Every single person had a positive impact. And we said it. This was a culture win. Mm-hmm. This was a program win. And all we've done these last 2 days is double down on our culture. And it was good to see it pay off tonight.
Late game situations, you know, one possession game, a couple of them hadn't gone your way earlier in the year. You get them down by three. The old, do you foul them and put them on the line? Do you let it play out? You let your guys play out. You have that amount of level of confidence in them?
Yeah, we do. You know, situations and time and score dictates things. I'm a big fan of fouling. I thought 13 seconds was a little too long. You know, to be honest, I actually thought we guarded the ball better when they were dribbling up the court. And I thought Swope was a little stalled and forced. He was forced to take a three. I think they were trying to get to the basket early. Anything less than about, you know, under 10, mm-hmm. I actually would be an advocate of fouling. But I think fouling in that situation, it gives a little too many more possessions than I would like. But, again, I mean, obviously would have liked to not have fouled on his three-point attempt, but at the end of the day, he made 2 of 3. We secured the rebound and finished it out, you know, when it was most important.
Talk about now what this win does for you going into a break. I think so many times this is the time of year where everybody needs a break. Coaches, managers, players, everybody needs that break. But going in on a win like this really changes the mindset of everybody.
It does. I mean, the most important thing is you want to be playing well in March. We've talked about that a lot. And you talked about going into a break. You want to be playing well. But the reality is, if you're a competitor, like our guys are, as much as you want to play well, there's no replacing winning. You can lose and play well, and everyone can acknowledge that, and there's proper perspective that comes with that. But at the end of the day, there is a bottom line element when you're going out there to compete. And to finish, right, this non-conference slate pre-Christmas, we still have one more conference game post-Christmas, but to finish the non-conference slate on a win, heading into, like you mentioned, Tom, a much-needed Christmas break, I think it really, really, really is huge for this program.
Thanks for the early Christmas present for Terrier fans. Safe travels. Best to you and your family. You won't be sleeping much on the 24th and the 25th with the two little ones running around. We'll see you in about 9 days back home.
Yeah, and I just want to give a shout-out to all the Terrier fans that have been super supportive. It doesn't go unnoticed, and it's not unappreciated. You know, we have a great fan base. We have a great community back in Spartanburg and right across all the country. And I just want to say again on behalf of the whole program, thank you for your continued support and hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday.
Well said.